Lesson 12, pages 390 and 391. An amazing athlete.
Eric Weihenmayer is as tough as any mountain climber. In 2001, he made his way to the top of the highest mountain in the world, Mount Everest, at the age of 33. But Eric is different from other mountain climbers in one important way. He is completely blind. He is the first sightless person to reach the top of the tallest mountain. Eric was an athletic child who lost his vision in his early teens. At first, he refused to use a cane or learn Braille, insisting he could do as well as any teenager. But he finally came to accept his disability and to excel within it. He couldn't play the same sports as he used to. He would never be able to play basketball or catch a football again. But then he discovered wrestling, a sport where sight was not as important as feel and touch. Then, at 16, he discovered rock climbing, which was like wrestling in some ways. A wrestler and a rock climber get information through touch. Rock climbing led to mountain climbing, the greatest challenge of his life. Teammates climbing with Eric say that he isn't different from a sighted mountaineer. He has as much training as the others. He is as strong as the rest. The major difference is he is not as thin as most climbers, but his strong upper body, flexibility, mental toughness, and ability to tolerate physical pain make him a perfect climber. The only accommodation for Eric's blindness is to place bells on the jackets of his teammates so that he can follow them easily. Climbing Mount Everest was a challenge for every climber on Eric's team. The reaction to the mountain air for Eric was the same as it was for his teammates. Lack of oxygen causes the heart to beat slower than usual, and the brain does not function as clearly as normal. In some ways, Eric had an advantage over his teammates. As they got near the top, the vision of all climbers was restricted. So at a certain altitude, all his teammates were like Eric, nearly blind. To climb Mount Everest is an achievement for any athlete. Eric Weihenmayer showed that his disability wasn't as important as his ability.